Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Donna Tenor, and we are talking about Monday gardening topics that'll be coming up here in the month of April. So good morning, Donna. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Cody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all here. As we get ready to go, the first Monday in April will be April 7th, and this is similar to, we talked about Mondays in March. Is this kind of the similar thing here that we're going with in April?
It is. It's a very similar program, a very similar format. Only this one will be in an evening class at 6:30 p.m. at the Crawford County Administration Building. So we're going to do kind of switching it up. This is a big change from our normal adult education program has been lawn chair learning for the past several years, and that we ran all summer long. This one we're going by request to shorten it up and do it in the springtime when it's a little harder to get outside to garden, but a lot less hectic and a lot less busy in our lives. So we've went to the Monday evening format, and we're going to give this one a shot. It'll be the four Monday evenings in April, and we have some great topics. The first one is starting out vegetable gardening. That one's from planting to harvest and raised bed gardening's advantages to this technique, disadvantages for some things. And then we have a really good pest patrol worked up. Laura did an awesome job on pest patrol. And then following up on the 28th with Grassy Delights, adding texture and beauty to your garden. And we have a gal that really grows lots and lots of grasses. So she really knows which ones to plant, which ones to stay away from, how to use them, and we're going to tap into her expertise.
Awesome. So four unique classes there throughout the month of April for Monday Gardening Topics, of course, sponsored by Crawford County Master Gardeners. You can find them on Facebook. You guys always have a ton of great information on there. It's the Spring Garden Program, as you mentioned, at the Crawford County Administration Building. That's 225 North Beaumont Road in Prairie du Chien. And the classes are going to be Monday evenings, 6:30 p.m.
Right.
For those. And as you mentioned, kind of a switch up here this spring, but four great topics. And it's not required that folks come to all of them. If there's one that catches your eye, or I've wondered more about that, or how do I deal with that, you can come to that. But obviously, all are welcome at all four.
Absolutely. They can come to all four, or just the one. And another thing I'd like to add is we're going to have a presence at our local farmers markets this summer. In Prairie du Chien, we'll be there the first Thursday of the month at the Prairie du Chien Farmers Market. We'll have a booth. You can come with your gardening questions. We'll have some topics that are rather timely that we'll be prepared to talk a little more in depth about. But if you have a question, please come and see us. Then we will also have a booth at the Ferryville Farmers Market, the Gaze Mills Farmers Market, the Soldiers Grove Farmers Market, and Seneca as well. We have decided to try and reach out so that we can kind of get out to the other areas of our community, because we're all here in Crawford County together, so
right.
We need to reach out a little bit more than what we have been. So we have people in those areas, so we're going to do that. And then maybe we'll do something more in the fall. We haven't quite got that far with our planning, but
it's only April, right? We got time to figure those things out.
Right.
As always, if folks have questions, you can call Donna at 608-412-4661. As I mentioned, the Facebook page, Crawford County Master Gardeners, has a ton of great information. And then you mentioned, too, normally these would be topics kind of covered throughout the summer when it's more of you're ready to kind of plant and do these things. So it's important. Bring a notebook, take some notes and all those things with these classes, because you might not be ready to put these things to use right away, but you want to go back and look on those notes and all the information in these classes.
Absolutely. And we'd love to see the notebooks out there, because that means that they're very interested and people have been very interested. And we learn what they want to learn by the surveys that they fill out for us. And that's how we base our programming and our topics that we talk about from the survey. So if you have something that you'd like to know about, reach out and let us know that too, so that we can maybe look at putting that into a class rotation.
And it's important, too, to note, you can be on any level of gardening expertise to attend. You could be on a scale 1 to 10. You could be a 1. You could be a 10, because that helps as well. If you feel like you have an expertise in a certain, you know, one of these classes, come help join in on the discussion. You might have some ideas that could help somebody else as well.
Absolutely. We've had each end of the spectrum come to sometimes to the same class, and it really is a lot of fun to have somebody come that knows what they're talking about and can help by adding in their experiences to ours. And maybe they've had an experience with a bug or a plant that none of the rest of us have, and they can add something very important to that discussion.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun here in the month of April. It's the Monday Gardening Topics, the Spring Garden Program sponsored by Crawford County Master Gardeners, happening at the Crawford County Administration Building here in Prairie du Chien. Monday evenings from 6:30 p.m. is when they'll start, April 7th, April 14th, April 21st, and the 28th. And then you guys will be at the local farmers markets as well here throughout the spring season. So thank you, Donna.
Yes, thank you very much. We hope to see everybody there.